reckon one of the biggest surprises at the start of the year for me was the fact that they staged the Sydney Sevens Rugby Championship over a couple of days. Remember, it was sold out. They were packed houses over the year. So Sevens had really caught on. If it caught on back in February, imagine the excitement when we sat here, Slats, and we watched our ladies win that gold medal at the Rio Olympics. It was an absolutely thrilling achievement. And Shannon Perry was the gold medalist there. She was one of the co-captains of the girls who won that gold medal, and she joins us on the line. G'day, Shannon.
Morning, all. Thanks for having me.
No, it's been announced again. The Sevens is back on, which is terrific, and it's going to be again in Sydney in February.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to play on our home soil. Tickets went on sale yesterday, so looking forward to getting the Sydney public down there on Friday and Saturday to watch the Olympic gold medalists run around, and then our male counterparts be running around on Saturday and Sunday. So a massive three-day colourful rugby festival. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Shannon, I've got to admit, it was one of the highlights of me watching the games, you ladies winning that event. It was just so special. How was it over there at the time?
Yeah, it was an amazing experience for our first Olympics. And, you know, the going got tough there in the first few minutes of the final and managed to keep it together. And our coach simply said to us at halftime that that gold medal's hanging off the crossbar. It's there to be taken. So very thankful we got the win, and, you know, to have it in front of family and friends in the Green and Gold Army was an amazing experience. And the whole Rio, the whole village, the whole Rio experience was just phenomenal and something that we'll never forget.
Must be a pretty good feeling walking back into that village.
With a gold medal.
With a gold medal around you. Around your neck, Shannon.
We went from sort of the new kids on the block to then everyone knew who we were. You know, the first day I ran into a lift with Sam Stosur and Alicia Molik, and I grew up playing tennis, so I was a bit starstruck and, you know, sort of introduced ourselves. But once we brought that medal back into the village, everyone knew who we were, and, yeah, it was totally different. People wanted photos with us, then the roles were reversed.
And it's funny because you said with this the Sevens coming up in February, which I imagine will be sold out again, even more popular now than it was before. The fact is that the men sort of play a support role to you guys now.
Yeah, definitely. We're just very thankful to be obviously being able to host a home tournament because it's something that we don't really get to do very often and play on home soil in front of family and friends. And hopefully we can just get the public down there and, you know, you're going to see the male and female across 3 days. You know, last year the men's were just pipped before the final whistle in that final. And, you know, hopefully we can put on a good showcase on home soil. So hopefully the public can rally around it and, you know, we can have a sellout for all 3 days.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure the popularity for the sport is going to go through the roof on the back of what you did. Do you find most of the girls come from a touch football upbringing?
Yeah, like the majority of our squad has come from a touch football or even, you know, we've got the odd person from basketball or track.
Yeah.
Rugby league. So there's definitely a variety of different sports that, you know, you're never going to know if you can play sevens until you actually go and try it. So, you know, there is definitely a market there in, from touch football players, and that's where we think we're going to be able to get our future players from. But since being back, we've seen a massive increase in development programs popping up and enabling girls the opportunity to play rugby sevens because 5-6 years ago, more than half our team had never played rugby before. So we've come through leaps and bounds. And I think just off the back of the gold medal, we've seen that, I guess, that corridor for women in rugby actually open up, which is very positive for the game.
It's all terrific. Yeah, we often say life-changing moment, Olympic gold medal. Is that too dramatic? Make you feel good, though, Shannon?
Yeah, it definitely has changed mine, I will be honest. I sort of went from just being able to have a coffee at the local shop to people recognising you now and, you know, people recognising you in the Apple store or saying, oh, did I just see Shannon in Chatswood? And I'll be like, yep, that was me. So, yeah, it's definitely changed. But, you know, we love that. And, you know, the gold medal's there to be shared. So we're just out there trying to promote the game and share it with as many people as we can.
Yeah, that's brilliant. You know you're going to be the chased now. You've set a standard.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're going out there to defend our World Series title this year, and that's something that we're not going to hide away from. We said once we did it once, we wanted to go back-to-back and create something special. So that's what we're going out to do this year.
Shannon, fantastic to chat. You are the major attraction. Don't worry about the blokes. You're the major attraction coming up at the Sydney Sevens. It's going to be in February. I imagine it will be sold out again. So we urge everyone to get online and get in quick and get their tickets nice and early. We thank you so much and enjoy your break if you get one.
Oh, we've already had it. We're back into pre-season. We've got a tournament up the Central Coast in 2 weekends. So back on the deck running around, but loving every minute.
Good on you, Shannon. We thank you for your time and well done on everything.
No worries. Thanks, gents.